the press release that you put forward. The concerns, Mac, you know I agree with you on this. I mean, it's legitimate, but voice what you're trying to get at to the public out there.
Well, the root of the issue, Joel, is that under current North Dakota law, the same person who is tasked with the promotion of oil development is also the regulator of oil development. And in many ways, that really is an inherent conflict. And we've seen the public poorly served by a director who is charged with being both the top regulator and the top promoter of oil development. Just to name one example, Joel, a couple of weeks before the Castleton derailment and that horrific explosion just outside of town, the current director of the Department of Mineral Resources, Lynn Helms, was working on a white paper to dispel this myth that Bakken crude is somehow explosive, myth being his words. Clearly, he had his oil promoter hat on and not his regulator hat at that time, and that really lays bare the moral hazard and the actual hazard of vesting the promotion and the regulatory functions when it comes to the development of oil in the same individual. So we propose that in the near term, the Industrial Commission use its broad authority to provide some checks and balances within the Department of Mineral Resources and really separate the regulatory and promotion functions in the near term. And then secondly, we intend to introduce legislation that would permanently separate these two roles in the code. We just think that's the only sensible way forward considering recent events.
So was this a self-promotion? Did Lynn Helms make himself the cheerleader of the oil industry, or do you believe that the Industrial Commission told him to do that?
Joel, I believe Lynn Helms is doing exactly what his bosses tell him to do. The issue is not with Lynn Helms. The issue is with the Industrial Commission and really North Dakota law. North Dakota law says it's the policy of the state to promote the development, production, and utilization of natural resources of oil and gas for a greater ultimate recovery. That's all well and good, but you need to have the promoter role separated from the regulation of oil and gas. The Industrial Commission has delegated far too many of its powers in that regard, and I think the law can be clarified to separate those two roles as well.
So you're not calling for the dismissal of Lynn Helms?
I think we need to look at the Industrial Commission. I think one of those members should be dismissed. I think that would be a much more appropriate response. Lynn Helms is a state employee. The Industrial Commission, that's his collective boss. And so that is where the people of North Dakota need to look to.
I want to make sure people understand when you say Industrial Commission what they understand. The Industrial Commission is made up of the governor of the state of North Dakota, which would be Jack Dalrymple. It's made up of the attorney general of North Dakota, which would be Wayne Stengem. And it's made up with the head of the ag for North Dakota. Ag commissioner there. I almost called him secretary because you get confused. But ag commissioner Doug Goring is also on this. So three of the most powerful executive branch members of North Dakota government make up the Industrial Commission. And my question of you, Senator Schneider, would be this. North Dakota people elected them. Do you believe that they elected them to do what they're doing now, or do you believe that it's being misplaced?
I think a lot of North Dakotans would be shocked that the regulation of oil and the person charged with that is the same person that's charged with carrying out the state policy of promoting oil development. And that is, in some sense, a product of the Century Code, but it is, in a greater sense, a product of the way the Industrial Commission has delegated its authority to the director of the Department of Mineral Resources. Obviously, we're going to have an election coming up this year. It's going to be up to the people to decide whether they replace one or two members of the Industrial Commission or not. But that really is where the responsibility lies, is with the Industrial Commission. So Lynn Helms, to me, he's just doing what his bosses tell him to do.
So I get this just crystal clear. Lynn Helms is out there. He's head of the oil and gas division for the state of North Dakota. What you quoted in Century Code allows for him to promote the oil and gas division and promote oil and gas development. While in the same hat, he is the chief regulator for the state of North Dakota to make sure that this industry does what's right. And you're saying those two jobs conflict.
I think that's absolutely true, Joel. And I think an important point to make here is that Governor Dalrymple in his 2011 budget address had a proposal that would have created a new division in the Department of Commerce tasked exclusively with the role of promoting energy development, including oil and gas development, leaving the Department of Mineral Resources presumably to undertake that important regulatory function. I think that's a good idea, and that's what we intend to go forward with next legislative session. We should have someone promoting the oil industry and promoting energy development. It's good for our economy. We should also have someone who is charged with the exclusive duty of protecting the public. And those people should be two different people.
in your letter, you point out something that I think is really telling, which is that Lynn Helms was developing a paper, a white paper, saying, look, Bakken crude is not that flammable, that it's not that big of a risk. Well, we found out that that just simply isn't true. Have you spoke to Mr. Helms about that paper? Have you spoke to your colleagues about that paper?
It's certainly been something I've discussed with our colleagues. I don't think that study is going forward any longer. That's my understanding. I've not confirmed that with Director Helms. But obviously, Bakken crude is more explosive. The head of the Petroleum Council admitted that on your show, I believe, Joel. And so it shouldn't be a question of whether it's explosive or not. It is explosive. The point should be, in order to export this valuable natural resource from North Dakota, we need to focus on safety. And really, that's going to be good for the oil industry as well. If the public trusts that we're not trading public safety and public health for the sake of development, they're going to be more likely to continue this broad support of oil development that we've seen in North Dakota over the past several years up until recently. And so we're not calling for a crackdown on the oil industry or increased regulation. We're just calling for a common sense separation between the oil promotion role and the oil regulation component.
Is there a role for the state in this? Because what I'm seeing is a lot of people in state government now are blaming federal government and the regulation of the rail industry for the crash. And they don't feel that any of that responsibility falls back upon the state, except for, and this is where it separates out a little bit, Mac, State Senator Mac Schneider, our guest here, is Bob Harms, the chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota, said, Castleton's a wake-up call. North Dakota's moving too fast. We need to slow all this down. Which, I have to be honest with you, Senator Schneider, that shocked me when I heard he said that.
And I think those comments were heartfelt, and they were in a lot of ways courageous for him to make. It's a very difficult position for him to be in. I know he's from northwestern North Dakota and obviously has personal feelings about that part of the state that he grew up in. I think the pace at which the boom is proceeding here makes it all the more critical to have one person who's tasked with protecting public health and public safety and have that person exclusively focus on that role rather than tasked with developing oil in statute, which is the duty that Director Helms has right now. So we really need to separate these roles. And again, I'd be surprised. I think most North Dakotans would be surprised that these two functions are vested in one person right now.
Okay. Well, I think you make an interesting point. I'm going to find out what others think about it. Senator Schneider, as always, it's good to have you on. Thanks for taking time.
Thank you, Joel.
Senator Mac Schneider. They're doing what they feel they need to do. They're sending a letter off to the Industrial Commission saying there's a conflict between these two duties that you're asking Mr. Helms to do. In one hand, you're telling him to go out and promote the expansion and the growth of the oil industry and make sure that North Dakota resources are used on behalf of the benefit of not just the nation, but North Dakota. On the other hand, you're telling them, oh, by the way, regulate the industry. And what Mac is saying and what Kenton is saying, Kenton Onstad, the state rep and minority leader on the House side, is saying is those two conflict. Those two, they don't work together. And Lynn Helms can't wear those same two hats. I'm wondering what you think.